Episode 209, The How-To's. Protein and Produce, The Health Combo, Part 2.
Welcome to Beyond Your Comfort Zone. I'm your host, Cammie Banks. I'm a mother of four and a certified life, weight, and triathlon coach. I'm a lover of people, watermelons, and triathlons. I'm here to assist you in losing weight and gaining lasting health. I love helping others improve their food and exercise and get the results they want. And along the way, they become mentally and physically tough. It's a wild and fun ride, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. Let's go.
Hello, my friends. Welcome. It's always so fun to be here and to get to take a few minutes to talk about the things that I love. And if you're here, I'm sure it's something that you're intrigued by and something that you're interested in. And so we are diving into the part two of the produce and protein, or protein and produce, however we want to say it. But I just want to say, hopefully you got some good information and it was a good, you know, sometimes we just need to understand at a better level what's the best thing for us. And then we're willing to try some things. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the how-tos. And then we'll talk about, after we know how to do the how-tos, how we actually do the how-tos and how to stay in it the next week. So this will be a pretty short one, but these are just some of the how-tos that have been helpful with my clients, people on my team, my athletes, everyone that I've worked with. And I've been working in this industry for, well, since I went to college. So when I was 18 or 19, and I'm going to be 48 this year. So I guess that's a lot of years, 30 years. And I've seen a lot of different things. And so just some of the how-tos, and we'll talk about this next week, but really there's not one size fits all when you're trying to do this work. So when I share the how-tos with you and some things that I've seen work and some of the things that work for me, you know, you got to take it in with a grain of salt and see what works best for you and what is the method that works with everything you have in your life, with the things that you've tried in the past. And then now you take these different tools and make them work. So, but I just want to say, like, it's been fun because I've had people reaching out and having questions about all the same stuff. And so I'm like, love that I can just refer them. I'm like, hey, pop onto the podcast because it's all the things that I'm talking about. Or I just got done meeting with some business women, and I'm doing some food prepping for them. And I'm, you know, talking about all these things, and just like, you know, one of the best places to come and to get kind of the information I'm teaching is to come to my podcast. So for all you guys that already listen, you already just know every week, it's just going to come into your podcast app, and you're going to have it there, and you're going to just be educated, and you're going to learn and hopefully be inspired to do some things. So thank you for being here. And let's just start with number one. So, and these are not in like an order of, you know, best to worst. It's just kind of what I came up with. So, but let's talk about meal planning and prepping your meals. And I don't like people to think they have to do this in order to, you know, be successful in what they do, but it is, and can be very helpful. It is important and can be helpful. So, I don't even just do it at the beginning of the week, because if I don't have time in the beginning of the week, that's not when I do it. And I'm lucky enough that, since this is what I do for fun and I do this for my business, I make reels. And so then I do some food prepping then when I do my reels. So I already know whenever I'm going to do my reels for my, my Instagram, Cammie Banks Coaching, then I'm going to do some more meal prepping. So that's kind of how I set it up. So I work it into my life. But whenever works for you, then it is good to just have some prepped things. And so one of my good friends, who's in the health industry, it's Susie's Natural Health Movement, I believe. Anyways, her name is Susie, but she calls it the power hour, which if you have 1 hour, which most of the time, if we like set aside all of our social media time that we scroll, we probably could find 1 hour in our week, but just prepping as much as we can, prepping some, you know, having your fruit at the front of your fridge, having some vegetables cut up. So either you're going to snack on them, or so that you can, have them ready for, you know, any kind of saute or any kind of like stir fry you're going to do, any kind of vegetables you're going to do, or like great to add vegetables into soup, all the things. So you do that prep then. And I like to say some of the food prepping that I like to do is just, I do quinoa. So I'll do like a batch of quinoa or a batch of, like rice, anything like that. And then I have my, I make sure I have like some sort of greens, even if it's the mixed greens that are starting in the box, or I have something set out, or you can do kale, which any of my food demos I usually do, but it's like a kale. You chop up the kale and I chop it up in my food processor. And then you do 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of lemon, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt with one bunch of kale. And then you can keep that in the fridge all week and add that to any of your salads, any of your power bowls, anything like that. So anyway, so that's about meal prepping. And I just like to have that meal prepping be all those good fibrous foods that we talked about, which is produce, but also the fibrous foods can be your grains, prepping for those. It can be your nuts and your seeds, which you don't usually have to prep a lot with nuts and seeds. So I love this other tip that I like people to make sure and remember and focus on, is that making half your plate produce. So if we're going to get protein in, it's great. And if we're going to get the fat in, it's great as well. But if we make sure that we have the majority of our food be produce, then we're going to get such a spectrum, and we'll talk about that a little bit later down here on the list, of the variety of those nutrients that we need from the food. So, and oh my goodness, that was just my wrist rubbing against my microphone. But if you have, like I like to say, make it look like a rainbow. So on your plate, like have as many of those on there. And then when you bring in that lean and clean protein, and most of the time in between all that, you know, you have avocado or you have some sort of dressing or anything like that, you're going to get your fat in. So design it and try to see that, like, okay, you know, the majority of my food is this produce, this thing with a bunch of nutrients, and that's why it's called nutrient dense, right? And then the next thing I said when you're doing that is to choose your lean protein source. And this is just the part where through the years it's been tricky, because I think people choose their lean protein. It's not always lean, but they choose their produce a little bit, not all the time. But when it comes to protein, they're really heavily concentrated on the protein. But if it's not a lean, clean source, it's not going to be as helpful for you. So, you know, like fried chicken or burger with all the extra toppings on that, right? So you want to have it be like you know, incorporating your chicken and your fish and tofu and hemp or tempeh and beans and legumes and lentils. And then you want to grill it, bake it, broil it in any way that you can. Try to have minimal, like the saturated. We don't want to have a lot of saturated fat, right? So we don't want to fry it and things like that. So, but the more protein that you can just incorporate with that, all the produce, then it's just your body works on a very, it helps balance it out. So then you're getting your, like I've said before, and I said in the podcast last week, is that you have your protein, well, basically the macros, right? You have your carbohydrates, your fats, and your protein, and your body can work and function the best when it has all the combination coming in. And this is the one thing that I would say all the time. And if you're doing this and you're trying to get your health combo for your health and for your optimal weight, the biggest thing I see with people is their snacks. And this is where it gets kind of bites them in the butt. And people, I've heard people say BLT, so bites, looks, taste. Those are the things that actually, we don't realize because they're subtle and they're sneaky, but those are the things that kind of bite us in the butt and keep us not actually getting to optimal health or optimal weight. So in my nutrient dense fast fuel formula that we use inside Team Elevate, that I offer to all my clients as an outline to helping them get to their optimal health, we have plus or minus snacks, but our snacks are energizing snacks. So there's snacks that you choose, and you have a list of the snacks that you're going to choose, so that if you think you need a snack, which sometimes we do, then we go to that list and we don't just go on what we feel like a bag of chips or some Oreos or whatever's left on the counter or anything like that, right? So just snacking wisely. And this is what I was just saying when I was speaking with the group of women, the business women, about health and doing the food prepping, is just get creative with your recipes. You know, add some more things, add some more color. Or when you get in there, when you get a recipe, you'd be like, can I add a little bit more, you know, chia seed and some hemp seed? Can I add something in? But get inspiration when you look at recipes and then create from yourself, because tap into that creative power. And then focus on whole grains, which I said, which, you know, we have the produce, but when we're getting fibrous foods and when we get the quinoa, you can get oats or barley or whole wheat, anything like that. They're super helpful, and it has that fibers in it, has the vitamins, it has minerals, and it's a very good nutritional choice, and it's very complementary to those with the produce and the protein, right? The other one is, which I kind of think goes without stating, but sometimes we forget to listen to our body, and this kind of dives into some of the things I've said in other podcasts, but that our body is set you with its different hormones, its ghrelin, its leptin, all these different things to have a balance, but sometimes those are off. So we need to balance out the hormones actually before we think, like, I just got to intuitively eat, right? So we need to listen to our body, but we need to be putting these produce and these nutrient dense foods in to get our body to a place where we can listen to it and we can balance out those hormones. So that's listen to your body is 7, and 8 is staying hydrated. So a lot of the times we actually think we're hungry, but we're just thirsty. So really trying to aim to get as much water in as possible. And a good rule of thumb is half your body weight to start with, and then you can continue to add more. But it is also good if you care about your skin, which most people do, it keeps your skin moist. It keeps you feeling satiated because you think you're hungry, but actually you're really thirsty. So, and be flexible, enjoy variety, which is the huge thing we talk about. It's the plant diversity. So it's just like a symphony. To have a beautiful symphony, you need all the instruments, right? We need as much of the diversity. So when we get into the regimen, I'm just going to have chicken and I'm going to have rice and I'm going to have broccoli, right? No. That's old school. And we're going to have as much variety as possible. And the last is just basically what I do is I want to help you, right? So if you need, you know, I'm a nutritionist, but if you need, and I'm a life coach, right? All the things, which so we have to work on our mind and our food. But sometimes we think we can do it on our own, but if we have a guide, someone that's mentoring us, it just can expedite the process. It can help us when we have our highs and lows. So that's what I'm here to do. So if you need that, that is what I love to do. So try these out. And again, we'll be back again next week to talk about really how we stay in it. But try them out and see if you, and if you have another one, let me know, reach out to me, let me know what works for you, and I'll add this to my list. And I will be back again next week. All right, talk to you guys all later. Bye-bye.
How would you like to be a part of a team that elevates your life? That is what we do inside Team Elevate. And I would love for you to come be a part of it. Some of the things that we do inside the team is we create meal plans that work for your life. I also help you create exercise plans. And if you have signed up for a race, we design a plan that will get you across the finish line. The other thing we do in there is weekly group coaching. We have an option for one-on-one coaching. We do live retreats. We do ski trips. We get together and celebrate the bodies that we have and the things that we can do in our lives. And inside there, when we begin to work on our food and our exercise, and we strengthen our body and our mind, we see how it elevates the relationship we have with us. And in turn, it elevates all the other relationships in our life. So if you are interested in being a part of this team, we would love to have you. You can get onto my website at cammybanks.com. That's Cammy with a K. Or if you just want to jumpstart your weight loss right now, you can jump onto my Instagram at Cammy Banks Coaching and grab my free meal plan. So thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love for you to follow it so you never miss an episode. And I'd love for you to rate and review it so others can find this and it can enhance their lives. And most of all, thanks for sharing your time with me today. Bye-bye.